Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. You'll be able to see the very fun trivia game in which Padgett, Annie, Craig, and I showed exactly how deep our thrilling knowledge does not run. And soon you'll be able to watch the reverse Q&A in which we ask questions of each other and of you, the audience. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never-released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer. Clink!
Have our spooky summer stories send shivers down your spine. Perhaps we should deactivate the air conditioning. Or perhaps another dose of mysterious suspense will get your blood boiling. Join Frank and Sadie Doyle once again in tonight's final dark episode, Final Destination Wedding. A story begins at a distillery in bucolic Colorado, where Frank and Sadie attend the nuptials of a dear friend.
Is anything greater than the celebration of love, darling?
A celebration of same without leaving our home?
I know travel disagrees with you, Frank.
Oh, we don't just disagree, Sadie. Our differences are irreconcilable.
But think of the perks of this destination wedding, from the mountain air to the open bar.
Was that a toast or a command?
Just a toast until after the ceremony.
Flasks would be another strike against, but for their contents.
Look how handsome our friend Mitch looks.
Which one is Mitch again?
The tuxedo gentleman at the end of the aisle, at whom the bride is aimed.
Ah, Mitch! A smoky fellow. Sweet but smooth with a buttery finish.
You're confusing Mitch with the whiskey he distills.
Ah, though I'm not confusing his whiskey with the reason I like him so much.
Hush, hush, Frank, it's the vows.
Mitch. I pledge to you my heart forever, for as long as we both shall live.
Vanessa, I pledge to you
that I'm not into this. I thought I was, but I wasn't. No hard feelings.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's
bad. Really?
There's going to be hard feelings.
Wait, no, not that. I don't know what just came over me. Into me? Out of me?
Can he just take it back?
Not that.
Nice try.
And here I thought we'd just have a nice visit to a destination distillery without any supernatural nonsense.
Darling, love is on the line, so we must spring to action.
Very well. Though tell love I'll need a moment while I drink me spinach.
Everyone, please keep your seats.
This will hopefully take just a moment.
Highly unusual.
Oh, Frank, Sadie, I'm so glad you're here.
Me too, apparently. Mitch has been telling me about you and your area of expertise.
You've been talking about it more and more the closer we get to the big day. Things have been kerflooey since we started planning this wedding.
What's been amiss about the wedding planning, Mitch?
You mean kerflooey?
I mean amiss.
Well, not to be a groom Kong, but when the words on the invitation started bleeding, I nearly canceled everything.
The cake at the tasting turned to dust in my mouth. We did not choose that baker.
No. The floral arrangements brought swarms of flies.
Wedding planners kept getting visions of their own death.
Screaming centerpieces.
Seating charts where the chairs all ended up stacked on the tables.
We heard weeping in the middle of the night. We went to investigate.
It was the little plastic bride and groom on the top of the wedding cake.
Yeah. Kerflooey, like I said.
A miss.
Ooh! At this rate, I'll never be a missus.
You will, Vanessa. You will. I thought after my divorce I would never find love again.
But you did.
I did. And now it feels like some uncanny power wants to prevent this wedding.
But nothing will.
Sinister forces trying to push us apart are strong, but our pull is stronger.
Did it just get darker in here? And like colder? I can see my breath, Mitchie. I'm scared.
Frank, she's scared. We both are.
We all
What's
are.
What's happening?
Everyone's scared.
This part of it, I'm not sure. Sadie, everyone's scared, shall we?
Indeed. Excuse me, gathered guests. If anyone here wishes to halt this marriage via occult, sinister, or otherworldly means, speak now or forever hold your peace.
The power of Sadie compels you. If you're a monster, you have to tell us.
Is that true?
Well, I hope so. Something's happening. Can you feel it? The doors just blew open. Someone, something's here. Silhouetted in the... It can't be.
Mitch, what is it?
Hi. Wait. Mitch?
Maggie?
Maggie? Your ex-wife, Maggie?
Maggie, hello. What brings you here today?
And have you, since your divorce, made a pact with a demon or gone to a school for witchcraft or been bitten by a hellborn spider?
Oh, no! Hi, Mitch. Are you getting married? Am I interrupting? I'm sorry, this is just the weirdest, strangest, oddest culmination of a dizzying and convoluted series of events.
Okay, a likely story.
Do tell.
Or don't.
I was on a blind date, Sorry, Mitch.
Well, apology accepted. I'm in the middle of getting married.
Yeah.
Continue.
Or don't.
I went on this blind date. Guy never showed. Circumstance. Somehow a kid's menu ended up on my table.
Oh, the cocktails must have been so adorably antsy.
Passing the time, I did this maze where you had to help a child chef.
Well, that would never happen.
Would not watch that show.
Deliver a pizza. End of the maze, there's a brand insignia for our distillery.
Well, it's Mitch's distillery.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Force of habit.
I know the feeling.
Seeing it made me want a drink.
I know the feeling.
But this restaurant was just beer and wine. It didn't have your whiskey. So I wound up around the corner at this bar I didn't even realize.
Barrel of the Kells. Where we had our first date.
Oh my God, is she wearing white?
I met someone at Barrel, Adam. Circumstance, we wound up locked in overnight and all we had to drink was your whiskey.
I don't see the problem.
One convolute later, someone sent Adam 2 tickets to see the Colorado Pronghorns, my favorite team.
We're nowhere near the Colorado Pronghorns.
Misunderstanding, shenanigans, Adam and I got separated at the airport. I had to chase a small dog through the streets. An ice cream vendor was out of ice. Weird, strange, odd, bing, bang, boom. Next thing I know, I'm outside those doors and they blow open and culminate. Here I am, where you are. I swear, Mitch, I did not know it was your wedding.
Well, you expect us to believe any of that?
I believe you, Maggie. You'd never do anything to ruin my wedding that you didn't even know about.
She knew about it! She's lying. She's lying about everything. Put a stake in her and then shoot that stake with a silver bullet and then let's get married.
Wait, why would Maggie haunted house our engagement only to tell such a bonkers story at our wedding?
Ensorcelment? Bedazzling? I don't know how it works. All I know is that I've never heard such a ludicrous tale.
Yes, almost childish, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there more?
Just that I can make anything into 47 syllables.
Understood. Good information going forward. And it's almost too childish, considering the reason for Mitch and Maggie's separation.
Both of us were so alone in our grief when the thing we never speak of happened.
Ugh! You're twins! Fell into a well and died. Get over it. One broke her neck, the other drowned. It happens all the time.
We didn't know how to help each other.
I was at sea.
Okay.
I was too.
Of course, you weren't the only ones.
Something that upsets children is finding out that they too are mortal. Isn't that right, girls?
Lexi, Alexa, please come out, darlings. We're on to your progenitor ploy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Part of it.
Wait, huh?
Oh, ghosts are real, everyone. Surprise?
Wow, what do you know about that? Yeah,
look at
that.
I don't think this is part of it.
My girls.
Oh, aren't you darling, simply darling, in your matching barrettes and blue dresses?
Yes we are.
Lexi, Alexa, did you girls trick me and then possess me into coming here?
That was my idea.
And it was my idea to haunt Daddy's new wedding so he wouldn't have it.
Well, it didn't work. Right, Mitch? We're still having the wedding. We're extra having it. Vows, now.
Vows, now. Vows, now.
That's you.
That is not me. But vows, now.
No, I object, I object, I object.
Girls, I know it's difficult for you to see your father get remarried.
Not difficult.
Impossible.
We want us to be a family again, all of us.
And where does that leave me?
You will send to the bottom of our icky, sticky well.
A honeymoon alone in a well's bottom.
Sadie and I honeymooned in a Manhattan.
You mean in Manhattan?
No.
Mommy,
Daddy, let's go home.
Let's
be together.
Mitch, please do something about your dead children.
Girls, I am so happy that you are here, really. And I'm happy that Mommy is here. You are all very important to me.
And you to us, Mitch. Really, you seem better than when we parted.
I feel better. Like I can do anything.
That's how you make me feel too. It's my wedding day. That's really special to a person like me. A person who never thought she'd even have a wedding.
I know exactly what to do. Lexi, Alexa, I would love it if you would be our flower girls.
Don't you want Daddy to be happy again?
We want all of us to be happy together.
Yeah. We're just happy to see you this one time today, and maybe after this, we can move on, and you can too.
Okay, we'll be flower girls, right, Lexi?
And you promise not to send your daddy's new bride to the bottom of a well?
But that's not fair!
She sent us to the bottom of a well? Why can't we send her?
One of them said something there.
This is definitely part of it.
She did what?
Liars! Ensorcelment, bedazzling! Ignore them, let's get to the vows.
Not so fast.
Yes, let's get to the vows.
Yeah?
Not so fast.
Yeah.
Not so fast, I said.
Yes, so fast.
Yes, so fast.
Mitch, no, don't.
Oh, wait, what is happening? Hi, Maggie. It's nice to see you.
It isn't. Vows. Now.
Sorry, Mags. Gotta vows. Now.
Yes.
Daddy, no!
Girls, hi. What's up?
I'm sorry, Mitch. Your fiancé is a creature called a matrimonidae. Also called a nightmare, but most commonly known as a bridecula.
Yeah. They're like succubi, but for legal commitment.
Oh.
Your affianced is a monster, darling. You're marrying her because of her aura of allure.
Oh?
Ensorcelment, bedazzling.
Two words that mean the same thing. Love. So let's tie this knot up with a bow. Why should my being a monster that will survive by feeding on your love until you shrivel like a desiccated wood-ear mushroom change anything, baby?
Do not underestimate the bit about how you murdered your fiancé's children.
Yes, but that was on purpose. How else was I supposed to break up his marriage?
You weren't. She's a monster, right? I can't just, like, slay her with my hands, can I?
Well, unfortunately, no. You need to put a stake in her, and then you shoot the stake with a silver bullet.
She really gave us all the clues.
Murdering those kids was the only way to be sure you'd be vulnerable to my powers when I swooped in.
Why me, though?
I like tall.
Let me see if I understand. You couldn't marry someone who was already married.
Obviously not. There are rules.
Okay. So you chucked my daughters into a deep well, waited for the grief to overcome Maggie and me so that we divorced, which, to be clear, was never a sure thing, and then pounced when I became legally available because you like tall?
You really get me. Let's do vows.
I'm sorry. Why didn't you just murder me?
Yeah, okay. I guess that would have been more of a straight line.
Well, we're glad she didn't murder you, Maggie, because it means you're here to save the day.
I am?
You are. As she just established, Matrimonidae cannot marry someone who is already married.
I don't see what that has to do with Maggie.
I do. I mean, I will. You know.
Oh, Maggie. Yeah. Yes. What? Yeah. I would be thrilled if you would sham remarry me to prevent my future as a shriveled, desiccated wood ear mushroom guy.
Wait, how much of this was your plan?
All of it?
No! No plans are working, Mitch. Mitch, you know I am what's best for you. I would never leave you alone, even for one moment. And if it came to it, when it comes to it, I will wear your skin.
How would it ever come to that?
You'll see.
I don't want to.
It's part of it.
I am not interested in that.
I actually don't care.
Do you think you're making a case for yourself? You're just digging a deeper hole.
Officiant, please marry these two.
Sure. Okay, you want me to just do the vows in the book, or?
I mean, I can just do the vows from the last time we got married.
Those vows were 15 years ago.
I remember every word.
Don't do this, Mitch. You'll regret it.
I'll regret nothing. Maggie, my world began when I met you. And every day since then has been a new beginning. Because with you by my side, every day is filled with hope and love and adventure. So no matter what challenges we face or what endings we encounter, I know we can get through it all because our love is a spring well everlasting. I love you, Maggie, and I always will.
Same.
I now pronounce you husband and wife again.
Now that's not binding, officiant.
Same.
Hooray!
Yeah, yeah!
Maggie, this feels right.
Of course it does. I meant every word you said.
I guess I did too.
Ugh.
I told you that you'd be sorry. I'm gonna tear apart everyone in this place. All your friends.
Uh-oh. I don't love that.
One too many turns.
And then your once again wife, like in her pitch. And then I'll ensorcel you so hard. And then we'll get completely married, followed by honeymoon. Shrivel, shrivel, I'll wear your skin. And then stuff that you really don't want to know about.
Oh, then stuff I don't want to know about?
Well, unless someone has a stake and a silver bullet on them. No, no one, no one's got one. Right, I win.
Girls, how would you like one more job? It's not being a flower girl, but I think it'll be fun.
Is it being alive again?
No,
but... But how would you like to drag your murderer to hell?
Oh, do you mean take ice cold occult vengeance?
I sure do.
Come play with us.
No, no, please don't.
Come play with us forever and ever and ever.
Hey, girls, come back in time for supper, all right?
Yes, Dad.
Adorable little scamps.
Frank, Sadie, we can't thank you enough. Not just for ridding us of that marriage monster, but for bringing us back together.
We're gonna have our second first dance. We'll see you at the bar.
Always.
Shall we toast to marriage, Frank? Doesn't always have to be quite so difficult, does it?
Well, don't tell them, love. They'll only be jealous.
It seems when faced with unholy matrimony, Frank and Sadie will go out of their ways for an old pal. Join the Doyles next time. Join the Doyles when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled, What About Blob?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.